cocaine is in the building, nigga.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
And we are rolling along on a Tuesday. SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio, top five, bottom five time. As we give you the best and the worst of the NFL. Monday Night Football last night, Steelers beat the Dolphins, so that wraps up, what, week eight? We're at week eight already? Is that it?
No, I refuse to believe it's,
I don't either.
It's week eight.
I'm losing track. In the beginning, it's easy.
To believe you.
In the beginning, it's easy. It's like, okay, we're done week four, we're week five. Then you reach a point where you're like, oh, okay, it's been week eight. I know many of you probably don't even think about this, but for me, I don't like my weeks all bundled together as fast as they're approaching. So, number five on my list, and let's get started, Mr. Culver. I am keeping the Minnesota Vikings. Thursday night's win wasn't the best showing for the Minnesota Vikings, but it's a win nonetheless. I was a little too close with a bad Washington Redskins team, and it was only 19-9. I thought they would explode a little bit more. However, 6-2. Four straight victories. Kirk Cousins is playing a lot better. They did it without Adam Thielen. They are one game back of Green Bay. So I'm keeping Minnesota in the top five. I thought that they would be a team that would lose out, but I'm keeping them there at number five.
You know what? I'm following your lead. I put the Vikings here. I haven't put them in my top five at all this season.
No, you haven't.
And you know what? They looked good. Besides that, the teams that I wanted to put there, or people who I find, because the fifth seed right now, I mean, there's a clear top four for me.
Right,
and
me
that,
too.
And that fifth spot is kind of congested. I mean, it could be Ravens. I was looking at the Seahawks. I'm looking at the Rams. The Ravens, they were off this weekend. You know, I want to put the Texans up there as well. I think they have a good team. All those teams, they did not have good wins this past weekend.
No, and I was so ready to put the Buffalo Bills there if they had won and beaten Philadelphia. I would have said, there you go, Buffalo, you earned a spot.
You know, I'm looking at the Colts. The Colts have some magic going on.
I wanted
to put the Colts up there, but that was not a good win, especially when, you know, Joe Flacco was playing with a neck injury.
Yep, that's right, with a neck injury that bothered him the whole game.
Yeah. How the Colts never capitalized on that, I'll never know.
You know what? Joe Flacco, this is like with me when I was a kid. I used to fake being sick all the time. This is Joe Flacco. I was like, how do I get out of this?
It's not his fault. He's not trying to fake being sick. It's as if as if mom's saying, oh, you know, no, you have a scraped knee. We got to take you to the hospital.
That's right. That's
to go
right.
Go get an x-rayed.
That's right.
So, yeah, I put the Vikings.
What's that old joke? Don't fake a stroke at a party because when the ambulance comes, you have to go through it all the way. You have a herniated disc in your neck. Don't you think you got to go through it with it all the way?
Yep.
Jim Flacco.
Do you think the Broncos have scheduled an MRI for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would be all over it. Right? I'd be like, oh, no, we're doing MRIs. We're doing whatever that blood treatment is where they take the, you know, they replace your blood with somebody younger.
I was thinking,
oh, we're doing all
that
stuff.
They're doing leeches.
Oh, absolutely.
Gotta do leeches.
They're going way overboard. All right, number four on my list is the Green Bay Packers. Yes, there was no Patrick Mahomes, but this is still a really good football team. And this was a good win at Arrowhead. Although the Chiefs are losing at Arrowhead a lot. 7-1, Aaron Rodgers is fantastic. Three running backs scored touchdowns. They're one of the elite teams in the NFC. I had to put them somewhere. I don't think they're in the top three, so they're in the top four, and that's where I put them in four.
That's who I have at four. I have the Packers as well. My top four virtually unchanged from last week.
Yeah, that's what I noticed as I did mine. I used it, you know, the piece of paper on my pad, and I was like, oh, look at this. It's the same one.
I can't. Yeah, there makes no sense to change it. So
exactly.
Number four, Packers. Listen, when Aaron Rodgers has a throwaway pass that I think even caught him by surprise, that, you know, he put it in an area where a receiver could get it. But let's say, I mean, that was a throwaway pass, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yes.
And he was even surprised, caught off
look at that.
He caught, you know, that was a touchdown.
Completely.
The Packers are a charm team this year.
And their only blemish on what would have been a perfect season was a really back and forth battle with the Eagles.
Yeah.
At home at Lambeau Field. which I thought that they would win. I think they were leading pretty good at the time, and the Eagles came back. I did think I made this switch, which was on my third team. I put the New Orleans Saints. I had the Saints number two last week. I have them three this week, but I still love them. I mean, obviously with Drew Brees rolling along now, what Teddy Bridgewater did in Brees' absence. Latavius Murray is running the ball. Alvin Kamara better be watching out because he's on the sidelines looking out. He's injured, and Latavius Murray is running the ball really well. I just like the number two team slightly better after what they did this week. The Saints are three.
Yep. For me, I kept the Niners at three just because I'm liking the Saints. I'm thinking we're destined to have a Saints Patriots Super Bowl,
which would be great.
But if our NFC conference or our NFC championship game could be Saints Niners, I'm all board. If you told me that at the beginning of the season, I would have said no.
Who
wants to see that mess?
I know
it's going to be so lopsided. It's going to look like a Super Bowl from the 90s, NFC over AFC. I have the Niners here. I'm getting more and more impressed with this defense each and every week.
Yeah, me too.
Every week I sit there and say, oh, well, they can't top what they did last week, and then they go out and top what they did. My favorite conversation right now is the one saying, forget about Nick Bosa being Rookie of the Year. He's probably going to be Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point.
Right. I mean, right now, if you're gonna try to find a Defensive Rookie of the Year better than Nick Bosa, good luck.
Good luck. But Defensive Player of the Year, he's right in that conversation, of course.
Why wouldn't he be?
Absolutely.
Who's his competition right now? There's no one.
Yep.
He's alone at the top of that table right now. I mean, this defense is amazing. I never would have thought that this time from 2 years ago, that we'd be talking about the Niners in this way.
And it really is amazing what a year will do. And we talked about this yesterday, the fact that last year we were all abuzz about offenses, and this is the new NFL. And look at the two undefeated teams, both defensive-oriented teams that are just so superior at that. What the Patriots are doing alone is historic. What the Niners are doing is really impressive. So it's amazing how it can switch. Never catch a trend in the NFL because it will go the opposite way in a blink of an eye. You just never know when it will change over. But I'm with you. I in terms of the Niners, I put them at two. I just moved them ahead. I think a 51-13 trouncing over a good Panthers team. Look, without Cam Newton, Kyle Allen has done a fantastic job. That was a complete beatdown. I'm going to give him credit for that. I do like the Saints. I think a head-to-head game between New Orleans and San Francisco, I would give the edge to the Saints. So I'm giving San Francisco more credit this week for what they did against the Panthers, taking nothing away from New Orleans. This is 2-2-2A, 2-B in my book. I'm just putting them ahead for what they did against Carolina. But
You're going alphabetical this week.
Pretty much. It was that kind of win. Next week, I'll probably flip-flop it, even though the Saints are on a bye.
And see, I put the Saints at two. And, what can we say? I mean, Drew Brees comes back. I thought it was a mistake. You thought it was a mistake.
A lot of people did.
We said, you know what? What's the rush? Wait. And you know what? Egg on our face because he looked fantastic.
He did really look good.
My Lord. I mean, he was able to do whatever he wanted to do, albeit against a Cardinals team that is struggling. But still, this is an NFL team, and he looked flawless.
Joe Testashore brought that up last night and said, well, he's a competitor. Yeah, he can be a competitor all he wants. But remember, too, Sean Payton has a responsibility to make sure that his desire to play doesn't outweigh his effectiveness to play, right? So you got to manage that because all players will go out at 70%, right? I mean,
they don't have
that kind of discipline that as a head coach you have to say no. But Brees must have showed him enough in practice to say, you know what? Go out there and do it. You're the starter. You never were going to lose the job, so you don't have to rush back thinking you were going to lose the job. You were never going to lose it, but it did pay off, and he did look great.
Before I get to your number one team, because it's going to shock the world, your number one team.
Right.
How much confidence do you think the Saints have, knowing that, okay, if Drew Brees goes down with another hand injury, leg injury, whatever, that they have Teddy Bridgewater, who this year is undefeated for him.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's an amazing problem to have, right? Because you're right. If he goes down in week 13 or whatever, none of the real hopes fall away from the Saints. They've been in our top five all through the Bridgewater era, right? And while the NFC is extremely difficult with all these teams being good, just the power right now is in the NFC. they've got to feel like they're in good hands with Teddy Bridgewater if Breeze should go down late in the season to something.
I know.
That's a great problem to have. So the Patriots.
So you were talking about all the power in the NFC?
You know what? You know, can I? Frank Schwab at Yahoo Sports.
All the power in the AFC?
My friend Frank Schwab, who I love to death, he makes a very good point. There is just nobody in the AFC that is even close to where the Patriots. Now, he has a headline in one of his articles that says, just put him in the Super Bowl, which. You know what? But we can all do the whole anything can happen in the playoffs. But let's be honest. There is nobody right now in the AFC that is built to challenge the Patriots except maybe a Patrick Mahomes Chiefs team. And even that is a little suspect.
No, I mean, given the way they played this season, I can't even put the Chiefs
me
that
either.
High.
And that's the only one I can think of. Mahomes. It's not even Baltimore.
No.
It's not Indianapolis. It's not Houston. It's not the Chiefs. There's nobody close to this team that you would say, hey, like even the matchup that they're gonna have with the Ravens, that game could be 30-7. And we would not be shocked. We can go into that game thinking this is gonna be a juggernaut battle, these are two really good teams, et cetera, et cetera. But if it was 35-10, would you be shocked?
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
Right? I wouldn't be blown away. That's the kind of team the Patriots are. Now, offensively, they're struggling a little. They're struggling a little bit. But defensively, this is historic. It's beyond words what they've done. Beyond words. And it's going to lead them to another Super Bowl down in Miami.
I'm just a brief look over the points allowed during this whole stretch. They haven't allowed more than 14 points in a game yet this season.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see Tom Brady and his kid on Twitter with that video? Beware the boogeymen. And then there's a whole bunch of defensive players. That's great. Oh, my goodness. So the Patriots, number one, no surprise. Come on, NFL. Give us some more conversation in our top five, bottom five. It's the same teams. We're shuffling the deck.
We need to make a decision, an executive decision. Not right now. You know, throughout the rest of this week. Do we just do 2 through 6?
Yeah, do we do middle five? How about that? Do we do the mediocre teams?
We can still do 2 through 6. I think that's...
Jacksonville 4-4, not good, not bad.
I guess it's pointless. I don't see the Patriots dropping at all. Yeah, I think even
unless
if they
lose
lost,
to... Yeah, maybe if they lose and lose badly,
that's it.
But even then...
You know, I mean, I put them in the same conversation like when we were talking about Alabama, LSU.
Yeah.
You know, if one of them loses this week, not this weekend, but the following weekend, are we still not going to consider them one of the top four teams? And the same with the Patriots. If the
Patriots
lose, are we not going to consider them, you know, still Super Bowl contenders?
Not at all. Not at all. They are still the team to beat. All right, bottom five coming up, and then Cody Stutz will join us. We'll talk about the Astros, get the Houston perspective on tonight's Game 6 of the World Series, all coming up, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professionals know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. So come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. So now it's time for the worst of the worst, our bottom five. We do this every Tuesday, by the way. So now let's start with number 28 and move our way up. So let me preface this by something I've been saying a lot about the bottom five, which is it's the same teams, but I mean, putting them in order is, you know, kind of, you know, that's what we do, but God, these teams are terrible. I mean, I really just can't believe how bad these teams are that you could just move them around. I wouldn't care. One horrible team is not a little bit better than the other horrible team, but I got to start somewhere. So 28 all the way to 32, 28 on my list, the Atlanta Falcons. Dan Quinn has got his job safe for now, according to owner Arthur Blank, who does not want to make a coaching change at this time. But he is going to be making a coaching change at some point, right? Right? Matt Ryan was out in their loss to the Seahawks. Matt Schaub filled in. But this is a team that's bad defensively. They're bad all around. Julio Jones has been relatively silent He hasn't had a touchdown in a while. The Falcons should be better than this. I don't know why they're not better than this, but they're 1-7, and now they're into a bye week, and coaches will stay, but they're awful. 28 is Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, where the bottom five are just kind of interchangeable.
Right.
Although I do have a new entry.
You do?
Yes, but it's not yet. My 28 team is the Jets.
Jets.
Terrible team.
Terrible team.
Yeah, you know, Sam Darnold's seeing ghosts out there. It was apparent again with against the Jaguars. He's seeing ghosts out there. This team could be a lot further on your list. He's probably down on your list as well. But I just felt that there were four others that were worse than this team.
Yeah, that's basically it.
That's how this works. I mean, they're terrible. They're a bad team. Just traded away. They're one of their defensive stars. I mean, he wasn't that great of a player. I mean, he was a decent player.
Yeah, but Leonard Williams goes to the Giants.
You know, changes locker rooms.
Yep, basically. That's basically it.
But, you know, it's one of your named players. I don't even know who's on the Jets defense anymore.
I don't either.
Nor do I really care at this point.
Number 29, the Redskins. They are terrible at everything. They only score about 12 points a game. They are 31st in the NFL in passing. They are also 1-7. Put up a nice little fight against the Vikings on that Thursday night, but but I gave them a little credit losing to the Niners and the Vikings, two teams in my top five, and the Patriots, another team in my top five. So, but even that is not putting the, you know, a little bloom on the rose. They stink and they should be in the bottom five. So I had to put them somewhere. So I put them at 29.
No, I totally understand with you, but this week, I left him out of my bottom five.
Oh, okay. Good for
They've
you.
Been mainstairs this entire time. I'm not giving them credit for anything. They just happen to be lucky in the situation, if you catch my drift.
I got you.
They're very easy. I mean, more than likely going to be back in there. And it was all because at number 29, I needed to put the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I debated throwing the Broncos in here. Let me hear your reasoning.
The Redskins, I believe, are a far worse team than the Broncos. But I feel that this Broncos team, who's been riding a hot streak, I mean, when I say a hot streak, they've won two games against quality opponents.
Yeah, those were two pretty good wins.
To all of a sudden you lose a game and then have this self-implosion like you did this past weekend where, you know, you trade away a player who is coming out saying, you know, hey, we need to do, you know, calling out the coaching staff. And then you have your star quarterback, your guy to lead to kind of bridge that gap until you find your actual guy calling out your team, and you're benching him because of a phantom neck injury. There's a lot going on in this organization, and I believe right now it's all starting with the top.
Yeah, it really is a mess. I kept them out, and the reason I kept them out is because of the four losses that they've had by one possession. But still, you're right. They're a mess. They're a disaster. They've had an embarrassing loss to the Chiefs, where when Patrick Mahomes goes down and you're at home, you take advantage of that and you find a way to win that game. And not only did they not, they got blown away. And then this Colts game in which their offense still didn't do anything, but they kept the game in hand and then gave up a 90-yard drive, but the team started at the 10 and moved downfield to kick a field goal. Penalties, bad decisions, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're in this quandary. There's no leadership at the top. John Elway doesn't really, there's no owner. Pat Bowlen has passed away. The kids have been fighting over the team. There's no real boss other than Elway, and he keeps making bad decisions.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we're watching an NFL team implode in front of our eyes. And
I mean, did they think they were going to bring in?
Yeah. Let's face it, I mean, as a Chargers fan, I love seeing an AFC West train wreck. It's what I've loved about the Raiders all these years, and I'm getting, you know, the Raiders have kind of passed the baton over to the Broncos. Far be it. I'm fine with that. But at the same time, there's a lot of history here that's just, I mean, God, it's I love John Elway. And I can't believe
I do too.
I don't want this to be his legacy as a front office man.
Man, they changed everything. A new quarterback, new coach, new offensive coordinator has never done it before. All of these things, and they thought that they would be 10-6, 11-5. I mean, come on.
Well, I thought just bringing Joe Flacco in would do it.
Oh, goodness. Wacko for Flacco. Give me a break. 30 on my team. That's where I put the Jets. It was a bad week because you want to put Monday in the same level as a Sunday with Sunday. It's a bad week for the Jets. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Steelers and the Dolphins were not mic'd up because the Jets whining about Sam Darnold made that worse. So we didn't get to hear both teams with a mic'd up player saying something interesting or funny or neat. Listen,
talking about ghosts.
Jacksonville's a pretty good team, but this was, Gardner Minshew had no trouble with the Jets. Sam Darnold threw another, had three interceptions on the day. He also fumbled but didn't lose it. So, you know, it's just, it's a bad football team. Le'Veon Bell was supposed to pop the offense, 23 yards on 9 carries. Yikes. I mean, if you're going to win games, you're going to have to do it with Le'Veon Bell a little bit more than that. I mean, he only caught the ball 3 times for 12 yards, so it wasn't a factor at all offensively. But that's where the Jets are at 30.
For me, 30 is the Falcons. But for all the same reasons, I mean, right now I'm just looking at that seat, the coach's seat, and just going, when?
Got to be soon.
Is it going to be before the end of the season, or is it going to be after?
Arthur Blank seems like a nice guy, but take control of your team, man.
Come on, Arthur.
You're losing them. They're losing them. 31 on my list. This is where I put Cincinnati. I don't know what to say about the Bengals other than 0 wins, coaching over his head, Andy Dalton, no AJ Green. Now they just keep losing.
I have the Bengals here too, and the only reason why I have the Bengals here is because at least they're not losing as bad as the Dolphins are.
Yeah, and that's where I put the Dolphins at 32 because last night they were up 14-0 and they gave up 27 unanswered points. They could have won that game. It was theirs.
Then that Fitzpatrick connection started working for them.
Started working for them. That's right. The Dolphins go to 0-7. Again, statistically, the worst team in the league. They're only averaging 11 points a game, and they're giving up 34.
Hey, and we forgot to mention with the Bengals, our guy's still up on that roof.
Oh, that's right. He's still on that roof.
Yeah.
Hope you don't freeze to death because winter's coming.
It's coming.
Get him some blankets. Get him some hot soup from the restaurant he owns down below. Make sure he's nice and comfy. All right, Cody Stutes next. I'm talking Astros.